So absolutely, I can add that fence to the plan and call out the material and the height.
If it is approved, it would possibly ease the pain a little bit of that larger development.
Absolutely.
Impacting them so much.
Have you got 50 foot all the way around? Is that what you're planning on a setback for all of your construction off the property?
Yes.
50 feet?
Yep.
How many feet of frontage do you have? I see those two driveways. I mean, I can't get a sense of
it's roughly how close those are together. 760. Those driveways are about 400 feet apart. And I played with, I didn't talk to MoDOT. I'm just saying I had a conversation with my engineer, and I said, well, hey, what if we did a deceleration lane, and it would basically be widening out Bee Creek Road. Now, I don't have the ability to say, hey, yeah, let's go do that. But if MoDOT said, yeah, you can do that, I would go back to one central entrance to the property, widen it out to 50 feet, have a nice little island down the center with landscaping and a, you know, a property sign, and then we could have 200 feet to 250 feet of deceleration lane and acceleration lane leaving the property just to the north and south. If you have to cross over, you have to cross over, but that might be one way to alleviate the strain of traffic in the area.
If it does get approved, you would need to get with Taney County Road and Bridge. That would be under our maintenance.
Okay.
Not MoDOT.
Appreciate that.
Any other questions? Sir, you've had your time to speak, so.
You asked if we have a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, for the commission.
Someone said there gave me a question.
Yeah.
Come back in 17.
I have a question.
Any other questions for the applicant or?
Yes. What kind of rentals are you looking at? What kind of price?
Okay, so I took Bee Creek into consideration, and a couple other properties. These are mostly 2 and 3 bedroom apartments. 2 bedroom, 2 bath, 3 bedroom, 2 bath. We'll have a dozen 1 bedrooms. We're looking at 850 to 1,050 per month, depending on a 1, 2, or a 3 bedroom. They're going about $1 a foot. Most people in the area are $1.10, a little bit more than that per square foot on their rental rates. You know, our target is to shoot for about $1 a foot. We have 900 to 1,100 square foot apartments.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And the Branson workforce obviously supports that.
At least a couple I have working with me. Yeah, I'm not from Branson. I love it down here, and Tracy's been a big help showing me the ropes around the area. My wife almost left me when I dragged her out here. I'm from Dallas. She's from Philly. So Cowboys-Eagles is not a good Sunday for us. But I really like being down here. And I think I'll keep building here for a while as long as y'all will have me.
In your diagram there, you talked about 50 feet setback for the buildings. What about the parking? Is the parking going to go right up to the fence? It looked to me like the parking was extending past the buildings.
She has it that way now. She was trying to fit, this is Haley at Minko Engineering. She's trying to fit the 2 parking spaces per unit. We've got plenty of room, and I can pull the parking in away from the property lines. We've got plenty of room in the infield to put in more parking and pull that parking back to 50 feet, same as the buildings.
Okay.
And I don't mind committing to that. Absolutely.
Be better. Get
them back. Devin, you have any questions or Bee Creek related or anything?
What about the water pressure? Several people have mentioned the water pressure.
So I can make a comment on that, but it's going to come off as hearsay. I'm acting like this is a courtroom. I was talking to Ed Young over at PWSD number 3, And he actually said, he said, listen, he says, we've got plans for, you know, multiple projects, and now that you've told me you want to build this one, he says, I would take this plan, this project, and move it up to the head of the line. And that was, I don't even remember, but he was talking about a water tower and a booster pump, and he's trying to get all the material in and get it ordered.
Came through a couple of months ago.
Did it? So his comment to me was, it's really good timing, and we're going to have plenty of water pressure for you. That was his comment, because of the new tower that they're putting up. I got a similar comment from Kendall Power at City Utilities, okay, saying that he had plenty of service availability for us. They've got it on Bee Creek Road, but he preferred in the back down the hill on the east side of the property, and I think that's where we'd take our drainage to anyway for the sewer system. So we talked to Joe Donovan over at White River. We were planning, if we can get this approved, to take the power lines that run through the property and bury them. So that's one more thing we're going to be doing.
Any other comments, questions? Again, for everyone in the audience, this isn't an approval or a denial. It's just a approval or denial to recommend to the Taney County Commission, and that meeting will be October 17th at 9 a.m. So this is based on the presentation, a recommendation. So based on that, do we have anyone that would be up for a motion for or against?
Well, there's been several questions asked relative to the upkeep of the property. If he's going to want to pay $900,700 a month for us, he's not going to let us go into disrepair. But that's all going to come. If he's charging that kind of rent, I don't think the neighbors have to worry about the med that as well as the yard. Because I think that will eliminate the element of society. Did I say that once?
Any other comments?
There's 192 bedroom altogether?
That would be 12 buildings, yes. 192. There are 8 on the first floor and 8 on the second.
192 bedrooms or units?
192 apartment units.
Okay.
Yep.
That was one.
I'd prefer to do it all at one time, but you have to ask the bank. I was trying to be funny. Yeah, our plan right now is one time. They're necessary evil. We plan on about a 20-month build-out. Do it all at once, get cleaned up, and get out of there.
That would be approximately, what, 800 more cars a day? Two trips a day?
Two trips a day, yeah.
Questions, comments amongst ourselves. It's just
the deal about the traffic is a concern for sure, but we have traffic issues all over the county, and they did, you know, we didn't build, let things happen because of traffic. Probably a lot wouldn't happen. So, I mean, I understand about the traffic, and hopefully maybe it can be addressed. But I'm just not sure that's a reason in my mind to vote against it.
Even if you widen Bee Creek, it's not going to decrease the traffic. It'll make it a little safer if you had turn lanes, had a three-lane central turn lane would be the biggest benefit to it, but it's not going to decrease the traffic.
Right, and that's just, what I mean. It's just safety. Yeah,
it does something. Need that, but is there enough right-of-way and stuff to make them improvements? That's something Road and Bridge will have to look into.
Everybody wants to improve the road, and nobody wants to increase the right-of-way.
Yeah.
Ever, we have terrible traffic. Well, give us another 10 feet, we can line the road. Oh, not my yard. There you are.
Well, you can. You got 50 feet of right-of-way. You got enough to do a third lane. But then what are you going to do, tear the bridge out and put a three-lane in?
You'd have to improve the entire length of it. Otherwise, you'll create a bottleneck anyway. So.
Scott, if there were residential lots down through their side setback, would be 10 foot, wouldn't it?
Side would be 7.
7 feet.
The back 10, yeah. And the front 25.
Yeah.
From the property lines.
I mean, I know the neighbors don't want to hear this, but you can have houses within 7 feet of your property line. Mm-hmm. This guy's going back there.
And in theory, on 10 acres, 48 to 50 homes could be platted in there with sewer. Maybe not quite that many, 45 to 48.
Need to get to some type of motion or decision or more discussion. It can be voted up or down.
To approve, send it to the commission.
We've got a motion to approve to send to the commission. Do we have a second?
Second that.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Okay, I'm going to read a specific motion in reference to this. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ 2022-028 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by David Cope, Bluebird Mountain Apartment LLC for parcels located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, parcels 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000 to be rezoned A1 zoning district to R3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. With that motion, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
With the count of, I can't see everybody.
I think it was unanimous.
7-0.
Okay, thank you.
So with that, the County Commission meeting will be October 17th, 9 a.m. for everyone in the audience, including you. Thank you.
If the Commission approves that on that day, can you get with Scott and he'll give you my contact info about the entrance?
Absolutely. And yeah.
We can go over it with the engineer.
I'm sorry, remind me your name.
Devin. Scott will have all that information.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Okay, next we've got a proposed sign permit located at 4828 State Highway 248.
Good.
Good evening, gentlemen.
CUP 2228. So Trenton and Leah Edwards are seeking Planning Commission